The Angels play host to the Braves as Albert Pujols gives chase to a milestone. He's sitting on 598 career homers as he faces Bartolo Colon in the third.
Another payoff with the runners moving, and it's crushed to left. The ballpark will not hold this one. Deep into the stands for a 3-run homer, and it's a 3-2 Angels lead. Brings up Danny Espinosa, the ninth Angel to bat in the third. Lined right center field, base hit. Revere will score. Pennington motoring to third. Holding at first with an RBI single is Espinosa, 6-2. 8 runs on 4 hits in the inning. Ground ball to the yawning hole on the left side and through. A hit for Calhoun. Around third coming to the plate to score is Gratterall. 9-2. Kroll with a 3-2 pitch. Swung on, missed. Back foot cutter, it looked like, or slider. And Pujols down on strikes.
He may be pressing a little bit because that was an ugly pitch, and that is going to fill the parking lot here at Angel Stadium.
Number 600 will have to wait for another night, but the Angels still win easy, 9-3. Pujols finishes 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs, and Parker Bridwell allows 3 runs over 6 innings in his Angels debut and first big league start. He gets his first major league win. Atlanta has now lost 5 of 7, and Brian Snitker sees his team commit 3 errors in a 9-run Angels third.
No, it was. It was an inning that I don't know that I've ever witnessed anything like that. And I've been at all the levels. I don't know. I mean, it was a little bit of everything, you know. I mean, it was just, I don't know how many outs. I didn't count how many extra outs we gave. but it's hard to explain. I mean, I have to say, I've never seen anything like that.
7 unearned runs. I mean, how bothered are you by 3 errors tonight?
It bothers you because it's, you know, this is the major leagues. It's, that shouldn't happen. I mean, so one thing these guys should be able to do is make plays, and we didn't, you know. And it was a lot of people not making plays, and I don't know that I've ever at any level experienced anything like that.
As it unfolded, do you feel like maybe guys started pressing a little bit with the – things, way things,
oh God, I don't know. I mean, it's good chance. Like I say, I don't know. I've never experienced. I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
what was the move like before that inning? Though you had Matt, or at least in the top half of the inning.
No, it was good. I mean, and Bartolo's thrown good. I mean, he had good movement on his fastball, and you know, he's kind of like looking like his old self there. And then it just kind of, you know, all went to. Went south there, but you know, it was like, this is good. I mean, he was throwing the ball good, and you know, we don't turn the double play and make a couple other plays and shoot ourselves in the foot, and it just, you know, just kind of kept snowballing, and you know, just it was things that you couldn't even think about happened, and you know, but he was throwing the ball good up to that point.
Yeah. If Jace turns that double play, he gets out of the inning with 7 pitches.
No, I mean, you know, but it's, you know, we got to, you know, there's too many times that we're not making a play and giving up a 3-run homer. I mean, that's happened like 4 times in the last 10 days or something, you know. But, you know, we just got to do a better job. We can't give teams extra outs. We're not built that way. We have to, we've got 27 outs in a game, and we can't afford to give away one of them. And so that's just something we have to, you know, get better at.
What happened with Adams on that play?
I don't know if he just kept bobbling it or what. I mean, it's, you know, he had a play at home, and then not only he got the ball, and then it's kind of everything shut down trying to get the out first even. But I don't really know. I haven't looked at it or talked to him about it or anything like that, so I really don't know.
Is there anything you even say to the team after that? Or is it
no. I mean, it's just a bad inning. I mean, it was one bad inning that was like, good guy. I mean, you know, I don't know. Say don't do it. I mean, I don't know how, what that's going to do, but it was just a lot of people involved. I mean, in the inning, I mean, you know, Bartolo had a couple of plays he could have made. It's, You know, we didn't make a play at second. We didn't make a play short. We didn't make a play at first. I mean, you know, you can spread it around. So, consequently, you know, they have a huge inning.
So what do you take from Bartolo's start?
I mean, it's like I said, I like the way it started out. I mean, stuff was kind of, you know, good. I mean, it was like you had the movement on his fastball again. And, it's so weird. You know, like I say, that's just such a weird I don't know what to take from it, quite honestly, if you want to get right down to it.
So what do you do when his spot's due up next to start?
Well, right now he's going to start. I mean, hopefully he has the same stuff that he started out the game with, and we make plays and he wins the game. But, you know, is what I'm looking for now.
The Braves still have a chance to win the series. Jaime Garcia will start Wednesday's finale in Anaheim.